No matter where you go and who you talk to, the one big beautiful bill is a main topic. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That was the case. I sat down and talked to Jake Thompson, president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. He's been trying to weed through the 1,000 pages of that bill and determine what's a benefit for the ag industry.
Slowly but surely, we're kind of getting through it here. We had our quarterly meeting yesterday, and we did discuss some of the things that are in there, such as the death tax and depreciation schedules, things like that, that really seem to be pro-friendly farmer. I mean, it really looks good. And not only that, you know, we talked about some of the different things where, the farm bill might be almost a thing of the past. They kind of seem to take some of the main pieces out of the farm bill and put it into this big, beautiful bill, at least affects us as farmers and ranchers directly. So I think there's some really cool things there. But yeah, slowly but surely, like you said, that is not a small document, and there's a lot of stuff in there. But I think it really looks like it could be something that really might be really good for a lot of us.
Yeah, what you're talking about there is they took parts of the farm bill, put it into this one big, beautiful bill. However, the farm bill itself might consist of some smaller orphans, I think they call it.
Yeah, no, and you know, and like the farm bill originally was a lot of the food program in itself, so they tried to kind of keep that a little bit separated. There is a few things that are still there, so I'm sure it's not going to go away totally, but it is something that I think more of the main pieces kind of did get put in that big beautiful bill, so that's pretty cool.
We've been visiting with a number of the farm groups over the course of the last couple of weeks since that bill has been signed by the president, trying to weed through all of those 1,000 pages to find out what is the benefits for the ag industry. Again, a lot of the farm bill was put into this one big, beautiful bill. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.